Melvin Jones from the Union Baptist Church here in Lansing. Mr. Jones, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Thanks so much for your time this morning. I know that you attended yesterday's Board of Police Commissioners meeting. Why were you there?
Well, one of the issues that came up in the community meeting of July 5th was how relevant the Board of Commissioners, police commissioners, is to the community, that relationship. Linda Sims, the chairperson, mentioned that that these are citizens from the community, but we heard nothing from the commission regarding an issue that, that is major in the community. And I wanted really to examine that relationship because out of the July 5th meeting, there was the resurfacing of the question whether or not the community needed a citizens review board. So my attending the police commission meeting was to get some kind of discernment around just how the commission really connects to the community when there are explosive issues.
Oh well, you're questioning the shooting of 17-year-old Derenisha Clay in March when she was shot by a Lansing police officer, Brian Reardon, when he was responding to a break-in of the Bank of America on MLK and Southland. And I think you and some other folks think that that shooting was probably unjustified, especially the manner that she was shot. You're not quite clear if the investigation was clear enough. Am I right there?
Well, I think you're right. We really don't believe that the shooting was justifiable. There are too many inconsistencies in statements. The MSP report is filled with questions that have not yet been answered, and we're wanting to hold the police department and the commission accountable for what's happened there.
And I think what you said earlier in our conversation is that the Board of Police Commissioners, I guess it's kind of unclear who they are and what they do and if they have any impact at all, especially when you and the community, other community leaders and families want to know more about the investigation.
Well, it's a very serious issue. And one of the things, to be very honest with you, here is an issue looming as large as this issue is. I couldn't even get it on their agenda. And as I said in the meeting for public comment, I was reduced to 3 minutes and only had more time because I had other persons there who provided their time for me to speak. I mean, if this is supposed to be a community citizens review process, it's not framed nor shaped to accommodate that. So I'm more prone now to push for some type of citizens review board so that the community really has access and has representation, especially at that level.
Yesterday, we sent out emails, home phone calls, and cell phone calls to Board Chair Sims, Commissioner Sims. We have not received any response. Now, co-chair, we did receive a response from, but at this point in time, we cannot get the perspective on the other side. After yesterday's meeting, in which you were able to get extra time because the more than 10 people who were there said, hey, let Mr. Jones have our 3 minutes, you were able to have more time to ask more questions. Did you get answers to those questions?
Not really. Not really. I think it was very clear that the commission did not connect with this issue. And we have another meeting that's scheduled with them. We laid a number of questions on the table that we asked them to provide for us in writing. We are pushing for the commission to hold a special meeting around this issue. And so we'll see where it goes from here.
Do you believe that the commission was fair? Do you believe that they were trying to avoid the topic? Or do you believe that it's beyond their means to deal with this?
Well, the commission does have some powers according to the city charter. My concern is that they are so married to their relationship with the department and the city that they really have more of a romance than they have a real inquiry that's critical, and I think there's a problem with that.
All right, what's next?
Well, we'll have another meeting to see what their response is to our inquiry. Afterwards, after the mid-August meeting, we do plan to have another press conference based on our findings. And then the first week in September, we're planning for a very large community meeting.
All right, Melvin Jones is with the Union Baptist Church in Lansing. Mr. Jones, thanks so much for your time. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you.